So, I think that's me. Good thing I'm here because there's no theme tune. Because the theme tune was supposed to be there with Mike last night, but I didn't manage to get it. So here it is. I've just made it about 10 minutes ago. So let's see if I press this button here and press that button here. You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Well, there you go. That's the new jingle. I've just recorded that literally as I got ready for the show this evening. I hope you enjoy that. I hope you're all here to listen. That's marvelous. Greetings to all my sisters and brothers here in the Freedom Slips chat room, listening to Freedom Slips, listening to all the different mobile phones and all sorts of things. Especially to the campfire burning away at Wolf Spirit Radio. It's a lovely, lovely place to be in the chat room there. There are some beautiful people, intelligent, up to speed, non-trolling, and everybody's identified. Everybody's got their ID. We've had quite a lot of trouble with the trolls, so we insist on people logging in with a name to communicate with us. It makes things a lot better. But first of all, I would like to draw everybody's attention to the donate buttons that exist on freedomslips.com and on wolfspiritradio.com, and for that matter on everbeyond.info, which is my website, everbeyond.info. My regular 2-hour Sunday show is on Wolf Spirit Radio at 11 p.m. UK time, which is 3 p.m. PST. So, welcome to what is the first in a kind of it's like a child's project, if you like, of Journeys with Rebecca. Journeys with Rebecca had this evening slot, and now it's moved later. But I like it here because it's good for the British audience who don't have to stay up to all hours of the morning like I do, for them to hear a bit of stuff that generally only Americans hear. That's why we've got Wolf Spirit Radio here. We bridge the ocean. We actually like to work on several continents. So we've simulcasted with India and with Australia and New Zealand, and it's a marvelous thing, the internet, isn't it? And what is the beautiful thing is it's bringing tribes together, tribes that had no contact with each other for maybe hundreds of thousands of years on the physical plane, probably in the dream world, but at least on the physical plane. So it's now wonderful to have Buffalo Talk here on Wolf Spirit Radio, which is bringing the native elders of all different countries coming together, and for them to discuss the pressing issues of the day. And I think it's a really wonderful thing that Thomas is doing here on Wolf Spirit, bringing these nations together. That was the backslapping, because that's what it's about. Today is the day of the Venus transit, it's happening later on. Sister Tracy, if you're able to call in with with Skype to my ID. I would love to discuss what you're going to be doing later on this evening, because we're doing something very special, aren't we? Let's see if you can call it and let me know. You don't have to call in right away, but you know, in the next. Within the next hour or something like that would be really, if we could have a quick chat about that. Because also, you know, I don't know what's actually happening with what you're doing. It's a very interesting thing, and I'm going to be finding out on the fly. You've mentioned various things. I'm sure Tracy has mentioned it to various of our audience that today is the day she's in Winnipeg, and she's going to this magical building that's got this tile floor thing that is the black sun, and it's aligned with Jupiter and the thing and the Saturn and the three crotchets and a quaver, you know. Anyway, so let's hope the I am going out, aren't I? Yeah, I do assume that I'm going out. So let's hope that we have nice weather for Tracy, so that the sun shines in and everybody can see the little black dot running across the surface of the sun. I don't think we're going to see it here in Britain. We've had clouds for the last 3 or 4 days. We haven't had a very clear time of it. So, I was wanting to have a friend of mine who's an astrologer on the show tonight. Being that it's the special thing, and Rebecca had Nancy and on last night. So I called around, and I actually asked a friend of mine who I'll have on the show on Sunday, this next Sunday, I'm pretty sure, is Rita Hraes. And Rita lives in Glastonbury in England, yes. Glastonbury, that famous place. It is. Let me just check. Yeah, this is Rita. Yes, on the 10th. Yeah. So on Sunday the 10th, I'll be having Rita Hraes, who is an esoteric astrologer, which means that not only does she talk zodiacs and angles and stuff, she also speaks rays. Now you guys are a little bit up to speed on the rays. We can start to externalize this information a little bit better. So do tune in on Sunday and see if you can follow our conversation. It's going to be very... it won't be high... The interesting thing is it's never higher than the highest ability of any one of our audience to pick up. So if there's somebody there who really understands this stuff, we can go really, really high. Otherwise, we keep it at a relatively basic level. But it would be really good to take that a little bit further. See how far we can take it, and then that expands the domain of consciousness that that humanity has. And when we do that it kind of makes a placeholder for more information to come through. It's like push the envelope a little bit further out. As it were. So that's something to look forward to on Sunday with Rita Hraes. She gave me a little paragraph, so I'm going to just break it down for you. It's lovely. She says that it's the yummiest transit. That all flowers are created through the sacred geometric forms radiating from Venus. So that was a little download that she got from her guides, and it's rather a lovely idea that because I don't know if everybody's seen the diagrams, they're all over the net at the moment, of the shape of Venus's path in the sky, and you can see it makes this kind of lovely kind of spirograph pattern that is like a flower. It's like a five petaled flower. It also becomes the pentagram and the pentagon and all those geometries. But so this geometry of five also comes through apples. If you cut an apple in half, you see again the five pointed star. So that was a lovely insight that she got. So So flowers have a connection with the planet Venus. So it may be interesting to see if we actually have new species of flowers created or discovered around this time. And perhaps this is like the last download of the flower thing, as the energy of the sun is focused through Venus, and then so it takes on Venus's flavor. So, how utterly magical and something profound is being unveiled into the revelation of how spirit manifests in matter. So that's another thing that is going to be very, very interesting. We have the geometry that's coming off Venus, and it's also the geometry. It changes the way we think. Regular geometric forms, what they call Platonic solids, have a very profound influence on the area around them. Oh yes, we have more people. So maybe I'll get back to that later. Let's see. Right. Sorry about that. I'm back. Okay, so now I'm going to bring in Tracy Kennedy, because she was just trying to call me and everything went pear-shaped. So I'm just going to add Tracy here like that. That's right. Tracy. No, she's not answered yet. So we're just giving Tracy in Winnipeg, live from Winnipeg. We have Tracy. You're live on the air. Hello.
Hello, GP. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Did you hear my new jingle?
I did. It's awesome.
I put a wolf. I messed about with the sound, you know, put a bit of flanging on it and put the wolf howl in the background. So, how are you doing, my dear?
Pretty tired, but I'm good.
I bet. So, this is Tracy Kennedy, who doesn't go beyond the end of her street, right? And now you've traveled how many miles?
Oh, now there's a good question. I don't know, but I got on the train 10 o'clock on Tuesday evening and arrived here 8 o'clock Thursday morning. It took me that long to get here.
22 to 08, that's 7, that's 25 miles, that's 10... So that's 34 hours.
Yes.
So how far does a train go in an hour? They go about like 80
miles. I would say,
80 or 100 miles
kilometers?
An hour?
Kilometers?
Yeah. Oh, I only do miles. I don't do kilometers.
What do you mean you don't know miles?
I don't do miles. I don't do kilometers. I do miles.
You're in Scotland.
Yeah.
Have you talked to people?
In miles?
Okay.
In miles and pints and days and hours.
And pints.
Pints, that's right. And pounds. Pounds and pints. It's wonderful. Imperial measure. They're really human, I think. You know, what part of the human body weighs a kilogram? Nothing.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
If you've got anything, actually, if you have any part of your body that weighs a kilogram, I'd be worried.
Yeah, me too.
So, meanwhile,
so I'm far.
Back in space, we got Venus, which is just about to line up with the Earth and the Moon, because it's a full moon. The full moon is on the opposite side of the Earth, so that it goes the Moon, the Earth, Venus, and the Sun, all in an absolute deadline.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? Right today, you know, this year, 2012, May the 5th, 2012. No, it's June the 5th even. Wake up.
June.
Yeah, the year's been whacking by. I keep thinking it's still May. No, it's June now. It's June the 5th. So tell me what you know about this day, for a start.
Well, first of all, for here, anyway, the lunar lunar eclipse was in the wee hours yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the Venus transit, which I'm sure everyone's heard about over and over again. That won't be happening again for another 124 years. I'm tired. I don't know the exact time, but I think it's around that.
Yeah.
So it's a very rare event. This whole building that I'm going into, which I'm pretty sure is a representation of Solomon's Temple, right up to the three chambers that the initiate, the archalite, and the mason or adept enter to be purified.
Right, hang on. This building belongs to whom?
This building is the Winnipeg legislative building, so it belongs to the government.
And Winnipeg legislative, is that like a parliament?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
So, and it's a chamber that they have in their, let's say, parliamentary chamber, or parliamentary building, but they have a chamber that has...
Well, you go in right from their front doors, which I didn't see on any of the pictures that we've looked at up until now.
Mm.
But the first room you go through is encased in iron and glass. And it's a cube. So you stand in this cube. Yeah. You stand in this cube, and what Tobias and I both got it from it because it's iron, and most people don't know one of the properties of iron. It was believed that it traps souls, and it's why they were used in jails, not just to trap the people, keep them incarcerated, but souls too. Mm. We have to go into that before we get into the building.
Right. So is that like a quarantine?
I think it's... to capture the energy of the people and keep them there and have their energies constantly fueling this building.
Hmm. So it's like the battery pack. Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's a battery. The one thing I found interesting that I didn't also just found out yesterday. Now, we talked about the golden boy that's on top, right? Prometheus.
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah. Prometheus, we call him Mercury, we can call him Hermes, we can, you know, he can be a bunch of different things. Where he looks is the poorest part and the most violent part of Winnipeg.
So that's what he's looking onto.
That's what he's sending out, perhaps.
He's sending out. Oh, I see. I was wondering if he was drawing in and being part of the sort of the input mechanism that goes into this iron soul thing. So the anguish that he's drawing in with his eyes rather than he's putting out. But it could be a two-way situation.
Yeah, like all things are. Could be both. If you walk around the building, which we did a couple times yesterday, and you can see with the repeated numbers over and over again that I didn't get for the first half hour, and then Tobias and I both got it at the same time. Said over and over again, we keep seeing 3, 5, 8 repeated over and over and over, and then we stood back and looked at it again and said, wait a minute, we see 1, 2, 3, 5, 8.
Mm-hmm.
So Fibonacci series.
Yeah, and of course the 13 is implied, because
the 13
is the number
are in
of
the stairs. Yes.
Right. That's the number.
13s are in the stairs, and that's when you get inside.
Ah, see?
So that's the 13.
Yeah, so that's the exoteric and the esoteric. So you walk in the building, and you go in the iron cube, right? What's on the floor?
Okay, and the iron cube, it's just very, very plain. Just maybe concrete.
Concrete, okay.
And then you walk in, and it's gorgeous... pink specked marble on the floor, white marble. And you look and see two bisons facing you. And is there a case of bisons? So the kind of the sacrificial bull stands there, and that's in a lot of temples all over the world. And then you go up three flights of stairs, 13 steps each.
39 steps.
Yes. I had to think about that.
Sorry, I'm...
right, 3 seconds. Yes.
But there was a book called The 39 Steps, wasn't there?
I think there was.
Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
So you walk up the stairs and you enter the level directly underneath the Golden Boy. The room with the dome ceiling, which houses a circular altar and a geometric wheel, surrounded by a beautiful marble border, and in the, an 8-pointed star is in the center of the lower room beneath that altar, known as the Pool of the Black Star.
8-pointed star.
Yes. The star is also a symbol of the Babylonian goddess Ishtar.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise known as the Ashtar Command.
Yeah, directly aligned with the statue of Hermes, which is above, outside the building.
Okay, so Hermes is the cap of the, is on the top of the dome, is he?
Hermes is on the top of the dome, holding the flame.
Holding the flame, and oh, by the way, is it a piece of fennel?
Is it like in his other hand, yes.
Because that was the piece of fennel. That's how Prometheus nicked the fire. Stole the fire.
Yes. Yeah, nicked, I understand.
Yeah, I know. You're a Canuck.
I'm bilingual. We understand some British here.
Because you get some of our TV programs. This is something that Brits don't realize, is that the Canadians get stuff like Doctor Who and Torchwood and you know, some good British BBC TV shows, eh?
They really do. Yeah, we watch Torchwood. I watch Torchwood, Doctor Who. I know there's two avid British serial watchers here. What is that show you guys watch? Coronation Street Watchers.
Oh, who watches Corey? Well, it must be Catherine. I bet you watch Corey. Is it Bills?
Not in our room, but in the actual physical room I'm in.
Oh,
I'm
right. See,
people now, isn't that weird?
Oh, you're with other people. Is that strange?
I'm with like actual human beings who can talk to me.
Can they hear me?
Yeah, they can.
Oh, hello, yes. You're live and on the air.
No, they can't. They're not headseted up. They are sitting at computers across the room and waving. Melanie waves, Chris waves.
Hello, Melanie and Chris. Bless. Bless.
And so,
there we are. You're now at what's your situation? Where are you? What's your situation, number one?
My situation is I am in the basement, staying cool, because in Winnipeg, which I thought would be at least 20 degrees cooler, is actually very hot right now.
Oh.
And that is my one kryptonite thing.
Ah.
Well, I found several kryptonite things on my excellent venture. I'm not so good on a moving train.
Ah, yes, the old balance thing.
Oh, yeah, with balance issues and the trains moving, I was going back and forth like a ping pong ball up against those walls.
I must admit, I get messed up by trains because they just move in random directions. You're allergic to trains a bit and to heat.
And to heat?
Yeah.
So, of all the training I've done for this adventure, I did not think of how you're going to move on something already moving. And the time displacement I felt by it, believe it or not, I felt a difference in time And I'm not good with time anyway, so I'm totally messed up. Dave has to call me and say, Tracy, you're on your show. When? Half hour ago.
Half hour ago, yeah. I thought tonight, oh, I'm home at 5, because I didn't go to the office today. I was working from home. And I thought, tune into Tracy. And it was 5:30, and I thought, missed half the show. But no, you arrived just in time.
Just in time. I called Dave and said, okay, I'm almost ready. He goes, great, because you started a half hour ago. What? Was it good? What did I say? So, yeah, we're here. I'm actually about a half-hour walk from the legislative building, so I'm very close. Mm. But Tobias is coming to get me, and he has an air-conditioned car, which is
woo-hoo!
Much better.
Traveling in style, Tobias.
Betcha.
Excellent. What a lovely man.
Oh, he's a sweetheart.
This is Tobias Beharrell, who some of our listeners may know from some of our past shows. He kind of disappeared off the radar for a while because he's been looking after his one of his parents. But it's good to have him around. And it must be great to have an eyeball.
Oh, it's amazing to actually see him face to face.
Yeah.
We've talked so many times, but see someone in the exact same room. It was awesome. And the same. He's exactly the same. We got along wonderfully. It was great, and he was a perfect balance to my kind of fiery energy, and he's cool, and no, I did not touch anything this time. We have a little joke in the room because they're blaming me for the sunspot thing, which I might have caused, but I don't think so.
Well, you touch the sun, and there's a big black dot running across it.
Yeah, big bird.
Somebody's got to be blamed.
I take the blame. It was me.
Whose fault is that? That's the first thing. It's like Britain. You know, if something went wrong, people would look and say, they wouldn't say, wow, look at that. They'd say, whose fault is that?
That's Tracy.
That's what Brits are like. Anyway, so here we are. We're in Winnipeg, and you found Tobias. So Tobias, for the listeners, many thousands of listeners who don't know who Tobias is a long-term listener of our shows. We've been connected with him for a couple of years now, and he normally lives in Vancouver, and he just happens to be near Winnipeg, where you're going, and then there's Gerald. Have you eyeballed Gerald yet?
Gerald is in Saskatchewan, and he's the next part of my journey.
Ah. This is good.
I go for another 8 hours, even further away, and I travel by train to Watrous, Saskatchewan. I'm realizing just how big Canada is.
I bet.
It's freaking big.
Yeah, I thought it was big.
yeah, really, really big.
I think if you took a pump and inflated Scotland about 1,000 times, that's what you're probably looking at Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah. Quite unspoiled is the feeling that I get.
Especially when you go way up north. Yeah, gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful skies. I saw so many stars in the nighttime when I was on the train, because I had a wonderful 4-foot window right next to my bed.
Mm.
So I was up in the middle of the night just looking at all the stars, which I would just realize I don't see them this clearly. It's amazing.
Mm. Yeah. Gorgeous. Yeah. My last residence, we're up on a hill here, and there does seem to be a bit more of a haze and the light interference, but where I used to live, which was deep in the forest, when you looked up, you saw nothing but absolute indigo sky and thousands of tiny dots of light. And you could see them, you know, the Milky Way was a really clear thing. And it's like, when I grew up, all I saw when it was dark, there was these like 3 or 4 spots of light in the sky. You know, London was a grey blanket. And all that would shine through was like the magnitude 1 stars, that, you know, that were really, really bright, like Venus and Jupiter. And so I never saw anything like that. And it was I was such an awakening to come up here and just like lived there for 3.5 years in a place where at night you could look up and see all the constellations. You could see the Pleiades really clearly. You could see like more than 7 of the Pleiades.
There's something else I found out, and you're going to love this.
Oh, yeah.
If you stand directly on the star that's on the floor,
right,
the pool of the black.
Did you do that?
I'm doing this in exactly half hour.
Wow. Wow.
I leave in a half hour.
Uh-huh.
We both needed rest. We're exhausted from yesterday. But if you stand on there, your voice changes.
Really?
Your voice changes, and a relay of harmonics I've heard it's kind of amazing and chilling, creates a perfect harmonic fifth.
How bizarre. How very interesting.
So, you know, this room is made in accordance with a sacred chamber.
Oh, yeah.
Where the gods of the underworld receive power through sacrifice. From the departed souls, led by Hermes, of course, to the underground, who is, you know, above us at this point. So, in one way, the entire place is made to represent the underworld, too. So, there's a lot of dual nature things.
So, you were saying something about the alignment of the building?
Yes.
With this transit?
Yes, yes.
And how come there's nobody else going to be there?
There's people that go in and out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where, you know, if you live here, you don't notice it. You don't go in.
Mm.
And the few people are, of course, always going through because there's tours all day long. But I don't know if... You know, you were saying, and we've talked about this too, where there's almost two different kinds of people already on this planet, people who are seeing, people who are not.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of in lines with the weird zombie events going on. It's almost like people are seeing that and wanting it to happen, and it is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are seeing perhaps future events rolling by, and some may be disastrous. Some of us are physically weakened by these events, but psychically stronger.
There's so much.
I think they don't see it. Yeah,
I suppose, yeah. Well, no, I was just wondering, you know, is there another ceremony going on right now as well?
There's a couple.
Something going on elsewhere, so let's hope this is like a Highlander thing, you know, you chop all their heads off and you take all their power and you can, you know, you don't need to throw your stick away and stuff. That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be great. It would be great.
So, will you be able to bring us into your experience tonight?
What I'm going to do is report back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I will be physically capable.
Okay.
But I will report back. I'll call in later tonight if someone's having a show. And if not, I have a show tomorrow, and I'll tell you guys about it.
Superb. Superb. Well, we'll be hanging around, Tracy, waiting to see what is going to be transpiring. Do you need to have a rest now?
Yeah, I would, if you don't mind. Thank you so much for having me on. You always have great shows.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's now 1:34, 12:34 PST. So, Venus transit, what to do? Thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you very much, JP. Have a good day.
And you, and the best of wishes. And about what time should we expect you to be back?
I should be back here in around 2 hours.
2 hours, so that's 14:45. Okay. Great. Excellent.
And I'll report my feelings. And if people don't feel anything in this building, well, they obviously don't. They walk around and see all these images and just say, oh, isn't that lovely? La, 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 la. Yeah. And I'm like, you don't feel this? What?
Yeah. Well,
so we'll see.
If anybody's able to project their orb out, go and join Tracy at the Winnipeg Municipal Building called what? Yeah.
Called the Winnipeg Legislative Building. They call it the leg.
The leg.
Ledge.
Oh, the ledge. All right.
Ledge.
Legislative building, yeah, because it's hard to say legislative. Ledge. Yep. See? The ledge.
See?
Right, okay. Out on the ledge, Tracy
Out
Kennedy
on the ledge.
For Wolf Spirit so. Radio here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. And it's all made possible by you. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for your good wishes and kind thoughts.
So, God bless you. I'll see you later.
Okay, take care, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye.
So, our intrepid reporter and experiencer, Tracy Kennedy, is doing it for you guys live on the air tonight. She'll be, not live quite. Maybe she will. If she calls on a phone or something like that, we could certainly record it and patch it in later and see what happens. There we go. Pops, yes. What's going on? Wireless electric meters. So, where are we? We're about 20 minutes away. So, at the Venus Transit. So, there's Tracy out on the ledge in Winnipeg doing her ritual. There's other rituals going on all over the place. Probably something to do with the Queen. And on a personal note, my ex-wife's birthday party is happening right now. That's very interesting. So, yes, and thank you for appearing near the soul trapping cube. So, yeah, if anybody's of that interest, see if you can orb out and join Tracy at the ledge in the Winnipeg, because she may need some help from some spirit guides and friends there. Near the soul trapping cube. Watch out for the iron cube. Maybe it's like one of these Tron type movies. So, where are we? Venus transit tonight. What else can I say about Venus? Some say Venus is an odd planet because it rotates backwards. I don't know if anybody knows that, but it orbits the same direction. The reason that we orbit is because the sun spins and it kind of drags us along in its magnetic field. So everything orbits in the same path, but because of the different pull, the planets roll along at different speeds. Also, the outside of the sun and the inside of the sun, also there's a drag. So the poles of the sun are spinning at a particular frequency, which is something like 11 days. And the equator of the sun, because of the drag of all the rest of the planets, is something like 22 days. I mean, it's like a very, very much larger number. Means that the sun ends up all twisted up like a ball of string. And this is what they say is the reason for the solar flares, as these gravitational and magnetic strings all snap. And that's what's happening as these solar flares are being ejected, this kind of layer. It's like one of those rubber band balls, you know, you get when you go to the office, somebody's, you know, so there's one in every office. Somebody bored one day started wrapping elastic bands around around themselves and made a large ball that becomes the size of a tennis ball or a football with the very, very broad ones. Anyway, so the tension in the sun becomes so much that it starts snapping, and that's what's happening with the sun right now, and it's kind of resetting itself. This is according to Mr. Cliff High, who's been looking at these things for quite a long time, halfpasthuman.com. He says some very interesting things, and he did say that there was a moment that happened 2 days ago, and it's a very similar kind of energy. It was the tearing of the veil, the beginning of the tearing of the veil regarding the true nature of the Vatican. It causes a wave of horror to start spreading and never stop until the church finally collapses. So this is what we've been seeing this week, and we can see that the church really is a remnant of the Roman Empire, and it controls the minds of many, many billions of people. So it's a good thing to let that dissolve a bit and see what happens when humans can decide to do things for themselves. Anyway, so this is the nature of the Venus transit. There is a great feeling of celebration of something. You know, there's something good is happening, it's like a kind of atmosphere of triumph, like something that we finally come to the end of a group of events that finally paid. Well, actually, what I think we're seeing that on an inner level. We've been seeing this for the last couple of years of the gradual confusion and destruction of the dark cabal, as they've been called. We'll see. Certainly the event will happen, whether we'll see it immediately or after a couple of weeks or a couple of few days, that we'll start to see this stuff spread out. We've certainly seen the way that the Webbot reports have played out, the way things have happened in the last few months, has been absolutely accurate. One of the things that he was saying, and this was like 2 years ago, was the first thing that would go would be the press, and the press are looking for stories, they're looking for good news economic stories, and one will be the report of a self-organizing collective. I don't know if he actually said Greece, but it was a self-organizing collective that was like a success story, which is one of these groups in Greece, which was a LET system, a local exchange token system, that has sprung up because of the financial problems, and LET systems do, let's face it. This is what happens. We've seen this story being reported. And this is like what Cliff calls a temporal marker to say, yeah, that's a sign that the things that are unfolding in this particular direction. It's interesting. Time is seen as an accretion of events rather than the tick-tocking of days and weeks. It's the accretion, meaning the laying one on top of the other of all the events that need to happen, what do they call business, the critical path. What happens after this process starts, what happens next, the sequence of things, the order of things. And when we're talking about order, we're talking about the manifestation ray, the seventh ray, which is coming in stronger and stronger and stronger. And it's gradually wiping away the belief system ray, which is the sixth ray. And so what we're seeing is a great deal of reordering and restructuring going on, and automatic cooperation and collectivizing. that happens within groups. And this is what's been happening in, for instance, the Montreal and Occupy protests. Hundreds of thousands of people are there, and they're organizing themselves, and they're, it's like a little town that becomes within the town. They're having to deal with issues, you know, how do you feed people, how do people stay clean and stuff like that. And they're learning how to deal with all of these things, just exactly as a society needs to, but like, it's starting and, you know, it has to happen immediately. It's just that everybody knows what to do. There's no secrets. In a self-organizing collective, there's no secrets. In fact, information is passed along readily. This is the big difference between the old way, the old school way, let's put it that way, or the old reptilian school way, and the human way. The human way is holographic, and we are a multidimensional being, and as soon as we realize that, we are able to do quite incredible things, without any practice, because they're natural to us, really. It's just that we need to believe that we can do them. Believing in terms of allowing it to happen. Yeah. Anyway, where are we? 15 in. So, how do we honor Venus? There's a very good question. Interesting week. Yes. How do we honor Venus? Well, we have to realize that we are all both genders inside. You know, we're all born girls, or we're all conceived girls, and it's only after a few weeks that we start becoming boys, when we decide to become boys. So it really seems that the way of the universe is a feminine thing. So I think the whole ending of the this is the way that men are supposed to be and this is the way that women are supposed to be kind of memes are going to have to go out of the window. And probably there's going to be some kind of event that will mark this. There'll probably be a negative event by the Dark Lodge, but you'll probably see that happen as well. But you'll probably notice it. It'll be really, really obvious. And it's like, oh, not them again, you know. If you have any points, stick them in uppercase so that I can read them, because the screen is just about far enough away from my eyes to not be quite in focus. You know, it's a bit of a strain. So it's very interesting to consider Venus feminine from what we've learned around the people here this week. Yeah. Yes, and why do we? Yeah, well, Venus is known as Aphrodite in Cyprus, and interestingly enough, I went to Cyprus a few years ago, and I was standing in the temple of Aphrodite, and it was warm, unlike Scotland at the moment, which is really rather cold and wet. And it's June, yes, June the 6th. It's cold and wet. There we go. That's why I live here. So we have where was I? Oh, almost losing the train of thought there. Yes, Venus. That's right, Aphrodite, and I was in Cyprus. In Cyprus, they call the goddess who we call Venus, she was called Aphrodite. And Aphrodite, you know, Aphrodite's hills, Aphrodite's baths, Aphrodite's, you know, lemon juice, sweetener and things. But there's this one thing called Aphrodite's Rock, okay? And you drive down to the coast, and there's this great big rock sticking out of the water, like it's like Dali-esque. It's got like a narrow base and this kind of big chunk. And it just looks like a bit of rock. But they say that Aphrodite arrived 3,500 years ago to the island of Cyprus. Now, why would they say that if Aphrodite was a goddess and that was Aphrodite's rock? Why would they say Venus arrived 3,500 years ago as a piece of rock? That doesn't really make sense, does it? But anyway, that's what they call Venus. There was a time, according to a scholar called Emanuel Velikovsky. He was a contemporary of Albert Einstein and knew him and all that stuff. He's one of that group. He was a scholar of ancient astronomy, and he discovered that during the time, 3,500 years ago, there was a planetary near collision with the planet that has subsequently become Venus. So what he's saying is that this planet has not actually ever always been in the solar system where it is, and that it swung by. That's what caused the ocean to rise, that allowed the sea to apparently part, but it just drained until you found the land bridge. But it basically is kind of vindicating a lot of what the story in the Exodus is about, and also the reason that they couldn't have all of the original documents with them about like their history. They had to run. That's why they had to rewrite the original books of the history, and that's what they call the five books of Moses, because Moses had to rewrite the history. Anyway, long story, very long story. I went into it the time of year that is celebrated, called Passover. So I did that a few months ago. So it's in my archive in Ever Beyond in Wolf Spirit Radio's radio archives. So yeah, Venus is very interesting. Yeah, then there's always this thing about not always. There was this So, Venus came in, and it rotates backwards. That means, you know, instead of our, you know, like we're rotating and the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. On Venus, the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. So that would be an interesting place to be. What other things about Venus? It makes this five-pointed star, this geometry thing going on. There was a solar flare on Venus, or there was a flare that came out of Venus. There was a solar flare that happened on the sun, and very shortly after, there was a solar flare on, or a flare coming out of Venus. A Venusian flare. Yes. So, and then there was the people from Venus. Now, what was their name? I read them all about these people, and they were very human looking, and they said that they lived in underground bases in Venus. Is that what you're saying there? Yeah. All right. So what's been happening, Sam? Has there been people that they've been talking about people on Venus? Have I missed something? A vision that Venus was a B-rated planet, but based on 5 geometry. All right. Oh, B-related, not B-rated. A B-related. I see. Yeah. Just B. Yeah. So that's a good suggestion. If the main thing, really, at the moment, if there's all this kind of stuff going down, is just B. You know, nothing is that important, really, to get stressed about. Is it? To be honest, nothing's that important. So, I think we're coming up to the end of the show. I believe we're at the end of the show. I could have been just talking by myself. I don't know if anybody's been hearing this. Anyway, what do you think about the moons of Venus? I don't know anything about the moons of Venus. I didn't know Venus had any moons. Well, yeah. It rotates like an egg in the vortex. All right. So, what do you know about the moons of Venus? I didn't know Venus had any moons. I know that Mars has got two moons. Well, two things floating around it. One of them resembles something out of Star Wars, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, that's another story. There's more stories. I'm going to play my theme tune that I just wrote, and see what you think. Here we go. So we're coming off the air soon. So thank you very much for listening. I've enjoyed speaking with you about Venus tonight. So with that, I'm going to just play my thing again. Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com. Primalcast with wolfspiritradio.com.